the follow-up that we focused on for the Dam Wonders of Utah archive is the iodine-131. This is a byproduct of the nuclear detonation process. This particular iodine-131 was found to be related to thyroid cancer. National Cancer Institute actually did a study on this back in 1997, so we're kind of expanding upon that initial work and bringing all these resources together into one whole. But iodine-131 is just one of the many nuclear byproducts. There was many others that caused very different types of cancer over the years for different people, the downwinders.
Right. And why do you think it's important to document and tell the stories of these downwinders?
Well, it's really important because we can bring together information on the nuclear testing, the detonations, the fallout, but when you really bring it together and start telling the story, that's what really makes the impact. One of the additional components within the archive we're continuing to collect at this time is oral history interviews with victims, families, and advocates. And just to be able to hear their story of what happened during this time, what they went through, is just really paints a picture and helps people develop a deeper connection and understanding to the events as they learn more about it.
Why is something that happened more than 30 years ago still relevant?
Well, I think it's really important that we keep this in mind. Even today, there's talks about resuming nuclear testing, and just to know what happened during this time and the impact, so that really the point would be to make sure that the mistakes of the past aren't repeated again.
And what is the most eye-opening or interesting thing about this project for you?
Oh, gosh. Well, when we started actually mapping out all of the different fallout, the iodine-131 and how it impacted counties throughout Utah, we knew going in that southern Utah got a big hit, especially the St. George area, but I was really interested to learn that even up into the Salt Lake City area and all of northern Utah, even the areas there received very high levels of radiation and fallout from the Nevada test site. And one thing that we're actually looking into now is even beyond Utah itself. There's actually some areas clear up into Montana that received very high levels as well.
How big was the fallout? Was it all of Utah, some of Utah?
So it impacted, there really wasn't one area in Utah that it didn't impact. Southern Utah, of course, was the big ones, Washington County, St. George, Cedar City. But really, it really impacted pretty much every area of the United States. There's some areas even in Maine that were impacted by it.
Thank you so much, Justin. That was Justin Sorensen with the Downwinders Archive. If you would like to learn more about the project, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.